Shalom uvracha. Baruch Hashem, we all have been zeicha to the chizuk of going through Chanukah, the time that we remind ourselves how Kodesh Baruch Hu is with us in the darkest time. And when we are with Him, like we were then, we moisten nefesh for Kodesh Baruch Hu, the mitzvahs, Beis HaMikdash, the Torah, Kedushas Yisrael, we were zeicha to the tremendous nisim. That's a chizuk for us, that in this period of time, we're going through a dark time. Unfortunately, this Chanukah was a dark Chanukah in a certain many aspects. Baruch Hashem, there was a Simchas HaChag, but we lost so many of our young boys from Beit Shemesh itself. Elisha Levenstern, a father of six, a Yerushamayim Ben Teira, was taken from us to be a Melech Yosher over Klal Yisrael. Comes from a wonderful family, bringing up a wonderful family. These are very painful things. Together with all the other Nirtzochim, Tushas Hashem. The important thing in these situations is Mitzad Echad, on the one hand, to be noise ba'oil m'chaveiru, to feel the tzar of the families, the almona, the yisoyimim, the parents of each one of these families. It's part of us, part of Klal Yisrael, that's b'tzar, the tzar b'kodesh Baruch Hu. When one Jew is in pain, Hashem is in pain. Kal v'chaymu, when so many are in pain, lives have been taken. Hashem will watch over the yisoyimim. He's the avim shel yisoyimim. It's a shame to grow up to be wonderful children. But still, it's a tremendous, challenging and hard situation for the family, for them. The important thing is that we don't let it get our spirits down. Lech nefesh necheya miyaseenu, a person who feels down, broken, there's nothing he can do for himself, not physically and not spiritually. We have to be with strong spirits and realize that this is part of the process. We know there's a thing called Chevli Mashiach, the pains of the process of Mashiach coming. That's what Klal Yisrael has to go through. The more we feel the way we're supposed to feel, we go B'derech Hashem, that causes these to be much more effective. It says David HaMelech, So Nesi, Hashemim Havli Shov, I dislike those people that are always waiting for all kind of things that do not have any value. They're hoping for those things to help them, to calm them down. V'ani el Hashem botachti. I put my bitoch and I rely totally on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In every generation, there's those havli shov, people that are turning to things that have no value. His time was Oiv Devoy Lizora going after their things, with all kind of hopes that will take care of all their problems and bring them success. It's kulay hevel, has no value. In those times, it was a big yetzer and people went after it. A person has to dislike it. It's not just, I don't do it. Each one has his way. Because if you just say, okay, there's two different ways, you could get attracted to it. You have to have a distaste, a sinner, a hate for that mahalach of people wasting their energy and their lives on things that have no value. We have to be careful in our time. People are wasting their lives away and listening to this type of news and the other type of news and this gossip and the other gossip, wasting away our lives and getting ourselves all nervous and upset and having lack of peace of mind when Hashem wants us, dafkin this time, to show Him. Well, you don't have to be on the front line, but you have to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the front. When we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're totally with Him. Al Hashem Botachti. I can have peace of mind no matter what's going on out there. I am with you, Hashem. Ein Hashem El Yireyev Lam Yachlim L'chazdoi. Hashem is a special hashgocha over the ones that turn to Him, whether it's with the Yerushamayim or whether it's just with the fact they're waiting and turning to Him to receive the chasodim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, we have to take the spirit of Chanukah with all the sorrow and pain that we are going through. Remind ourselves, it's not stam. We are not just another nation. We're something different. And sometimes it's the tremendous successes and the pleasant life that we have. Beruchnis, begashmis, and sometimes the hard times. But it's all part of the fact that we have this special keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, there's a different way that relates to us and relates to anybody else. And with that, it gives us a stronger feeling of, I have it right. I know how to use my time right. Instead of spending hours looking at all kind of things and listening to all kind of things, to take a little extra time, say some Tehillim. But a person can learn Torah, more time to learn Torah, to do Chasodim, maybe Menachem Avelim, wonderful. It's all good things, but that's what it's about. Senesi, I dislike, I hate. I'm not talking about those people, that mahalach, that way of doing things. What a waste. I want to be somebody who's useful for myself, useful for Klal Yisrael. El Hashem Botachti. I'm not going to let anything break me, break my spirit. I retain that pride that I am the beloved son and daughter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He is with us. And everything we will find out eventually. I will thank Hashem even for the times you showed your wrath on Klal Yisrael. It was all for the benefit of the Klal Yisrael, all for us to bring ourselves closer to the Shleimus. Shabizeicha, the Korav, by taking these messages of Chanukah, internalizing and really feeling the special keshur between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, showing Hashem we're totally with us, totally putting ourselves in His hand, understanding that even if we don't understand, we know for sure this is for our benefit and bring us to the right place. We'll be zeicha bekorev to see Yeshua's Hashem for us and for all Klal Yisrael bekorev.